91X News.
It's 22 and partly cloudy. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. The search continues today for Queen's University student Matthew Sims. He was last seen yesterday morning wearing only a towel. Sims is described as 6'7", thin build, brown hair, and bangs that hang to his eyes. He also has a large mole on his right jaw and appears unshaven. Anyone with information is asked to call Prince Edward OPP. The Hastings-Prince Edward County all-candidates meeting was held last night. Sean Macy has the details.
With no representative from the Conservative or Green Party, this was a one-on-one debate. Liberal incumbent Leona Dombrowski went head-to-head with NDP candidate Sherry Hayes. Hayes won over the crowd by promising to end corporate tax giveaways.
This will put $1.3 billion back into Ontario's budget.
Don't forget to vote on October 6th. Advance polling stations are already open. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
The Tories came under attack as Premier McGuinty made a healthcare announcement in Toronto today. McGuinty says the Liberal government would fund improvements to Mount Sinai Hospital in downtown Toronto. The Liberals say the Harris Tories cut $12.5 million from the same hospital. Meanwhile, NDP leader Andrea Horvath is backing away from suggestions that she'll back the Liberals if a minority government is elected. Tory leader Tim Hudak will visit in Oakville today. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty is warning of a second financial meltdown on the scale of 2008 if action isn't taken to deal with the European debt crisis. The minister issued the alarm hours before flying to Washington to meet with his G20 colleagues in the last effort to deal with the debt issue. Flaherty says he's frustrated with that policymakers in Greece and other countries have not followed through with austerity programs to bring down spending. He says Canada remains relatively well off but is already feeling the impact of global uncertainty. And markets in Toronto and New York are joining others around the world in spiraling downward today. Investors are brushing off the efforts by the U.S. Federal Reserve to spur economic growth. Chief Investment Officer Paul Taylor of BMO Harris Private Banking says they're also spooked by comments indicating the U.S. economic slump could last for years.
It's one thing to anticipate that the Fed is concerned about the weak economic conditions. It's something beyond that to, in fact, hear the Fed acknowledge how dire economic conditions are. So it's been a bit of a wake-up call for markets.
The Toronto market is off more than 3%. Worried about bed bugs? Maybe you should be more concerned about the insecticides used to get rid of them. A U.S. government study counted one death and 80 illnesses linked to bed bug targeting insecticides used from 2008 through 2010. Many were do-it-yourselfers who misused the chemicals or used the wrong product. Most of the cases were in New York City, the apparent epic center of recent U.S. bed bug comeback. The study of seven states by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is the first to look at the problem. That's 91X News to 102. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
In Junior A, the Wellington Dukes are on the road tonight to play their third game of the season against the Kingston Voyageurs. In Empire B, the Picton Pirates open their season at home against Port Hope at 7:30. It's season opener for high school football at Moira Secondary School. The first game is between the Moira Trojans junior team and the Trenton Tigers at 2, and at 4 the Centennial Chargers face the Moira Trojans in senior actions. The Belleville Bulls are opening their season tomorrow night in Ottawa against the 67s, and on Saturday the Bulls host the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds for their home opener. It's the last home game of the season as the Toronto Blue Jays close out a four-game series with the Angels. The game means more for LA, which is battling for a playoff spot, 2.5 games back of Boston in the AL wildcard. The Rays are also 2.5 games back of the Red Sox and play the Yankees tonight. The Texas Rangers are closing in on their second straight AL West Division Championship. They have a magic number of 3 to clinch the title heading into this afternoon's games at Oakland. Former Athletics pitcher Colby Lewis starts for Texas and will be chasing his third straight win. Poland has approved legislation that significantly steps up security for the 2012 European Soccer Championship. Most alcoholic beverage will be banned from mass events, among other measures. Poland and Ukraine will co-host the championship next June. Remember to send us your team early scores, email sports@91x.fm That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
This afternoon, partly cloudy with a high of 23. Tonight, cloudy and a low of 11. Tomorrow, more cloud and a high of 20. And on Saturday, we'll be seeing some isolated showers and a high of 21. It's 22 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.